You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our next guest, want to remind you, coming up after 10:30, a segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news, take a breath, talk about lighter, sillier things. Today's Audio Sorbet question: when did your body start betraying you?
Mm-hmm.
When did all of a sudden everything is fine, you're walking down the steps and your left knee goes, yeah, not today? When did your body first start fighting back? We're calling it Lumbago Corner. Audio Sorbet coming up after the 10:30
Can
news.
I also... Lumbago Lounge?
Lumbago Lounge.
I feel like it's going to have lava lamps and...
And everyone's going to be laying back, yeah.
And hot drinks that will...
With the band.
There it is. And hot drinks that help assist, like...
Digestion,
and yeah, just stretching out and things like that. Oh, and we're sponsored by Icy Hot.
Nice. That's Audio Sorbet coming up after the 10:30 news. Then we'll wrap it up as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is, I have to say this carefully, the Stop, Crock, and Roll edition. So stay tuned for that. Right now, we are joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. You can catch across the network Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
Exactly.
Yes.
Noon.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, and I've got my lumbar support pillow behind me here.
I saw that.
And I'd just like to share that the number is 40.
Generally. 40?
Whether you know it or not, the magic number in medicine is 40.
I want to call your pillow Vince Lombardi. Funny!
Because she's in Green Bay. That's good. She's processing that. It sink in.
I will leave now. I am sorry.
Among many things that we wanted to talk to you about this morning is Ozempic. Ozempic for all. Ozempic for everyone. This is the answer to all of our problems, Dr. Lyerly. I know a lot of people over the last 3 years especially have been using Ozempic or some type of it for weight loss. Mm-hmm. Now, what amazed me when this announcement came, I believe it was last week, Robert Kennedy Jr. was asked about this, and he said he still believes there are serious risks to taking things like Ozempic. Martha McCollum on Fox News said, so you believe that Ozempic and Wegovy and these drugs, that they're safe for long-term use for Americans? Bob Jr. says, I didn't say that. Oh, okay.
I mean, what does he say? He says whatever he's told to say because he is not actually representing evidence and data. He is representing a political perspective, right?
And I would imagine the pharmaceutical companies as well.
Yeah, this is where it's tricky because he came in not in support of Ozempic and those medications,
right,
and now suddenly he's changed sides. So I'm sure there's been some sort of an influence there. And I want to be really clear, Ozempic is a good drug. It has been life-changing for many people, not just when it comes to weight, but it seems to have something to do with impulse control. So there are other addictive behaviors that it appears that Ozempic seems to treat. Now, it's only been around and used for these purposes for a few years.
Yes.
So down the road, medicine is always changing. We in our minds want things to be good or bad, black or white. Things could change in the future. There will likely be things that we find out about Ozempic, good or bad, in the future. So roll with me, friends, because we are on a journey here, and it is not all good or not all bad. And when it comes to your healthcare in particular, it may work for you and it may not work for you, but this is your personal journey.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is where you need to talk to your doctor about whether or not this is going to work for you. But it is interesting how Bob Jr. came in. He was all against the pharmaceutical companies and all against pharmaceuticals and more natural ways and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, yep, Ozempic is the answer. Although, as you said, it's only been used for a couple of years, and studies that look at the efficacy and the side effects, those studies take a long time.
They do take a long time. And we do have a lot of data that shows that it is safe and it is effective for most people, but not for every single person. So just again, underlying the importance of personal shared decision making for every single one of us. And I also want to point out in this piece that you sent me, he wants to change the food culture. This is a quote from him: change the food culture. I also would like to change the food culture, but I can't even get my kids to eat vegetables. It is hard to get people to eat healthy, locally produced organic food that is good for us, because that is just not how our culture has evolved. So I really look forward to how he is going to change our food culture, because he's high on rhetoric and low on details.
Well, good heavens, Michelle Obama, when Barack Obama was in office, and she started a garden and she started the whole Let's Move program and was crucified for that. Well, just excoriated for that.
The thing with that, though, is that it started as an eating healthy campaign and let's get some healthier options in schools. That's when people lost their minds. Then they had to pivot it to the Let's Move campaign, was just saying, hey, get your kids outside for like 30 to 60 minutes a day, because they had to kind of abandon the food aspect as it was fodder for the 24-hour news networks and anyone who felt like having to eat an asparagus was an infraction upon your freedom.
Well, that's when Sarah Palin was going to hand up freedom cookies or something at all schools. It was ridiculous.
It's stupid. It's political. And it undermines our own health, because we start thinking about food and activity in political terms instead of what's actually good for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to ask you a really quick question about, I just want to go back to Ozempic for a second, because it is, as you said, it's a fantastic drug. I know people who are on it or on some version of it, an injectable medicine to help them with weight loss, but it's not the catch-all, solve-all. It's not, you're not going to take Ozempic and just lose weight. There are other things you need to do. I know somebody particular who is on it and they're upset that they're not losing more weight quicker. And I said, well, are you eating better? And are you exercising on a, like, two, maybe three times, even for walks? I'm even talking about going to the gym for 2 hours.
Just a walk.
Going for, like, a walk. And they're like, not really. I'm like, well, that shot isn't the silver bullet, if you will. You've got to do, it's part, as we've always said, in weight loss journeys, it starts with watching what you eat and getting some exercise. From there, that's where you start. But Ozempic is not just the fix-all, catch-all. It is the bringer of weight loss. That's not how it works.
I just want it to happen to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to work for it.
Exactly.
Think about how long it took you to get to the point where you have attained this weight. It's not going to come flying off. For some people, it comes off pretty rapidly, but like, it does take time. And I'd also like to point out that RFK Jr. has set a weight loss goal for America. Did you see this?
Yes.
It's 125 million pounds. Let's go. Freedom.
What? Won't some of us be invisible then?
I saw somebody, see, you say that amount, and I feel like that was lower. I feel like I saw somebody make the claim that if we really work, we could lose like billions of pounds. And they said that to do that, every American would need to lose so much weight that people would end up being like, they weigh nothing. Like, there was no, like, once again, no math was involved, no research was involved. And this really speaks to something for me personally that's really close to my heart, which is weight loss journeys, mental health, healthy lifestyles. It is a struggle. I struggle with it every single day of my life. And for people like RFK, who goes on his social media and takes his shirt off and does pull-ups, great. I'm glad that you, as a Kennedy, have access to money and this equipment and a lifestyle that allows you to focus yourself on being healthy. I don't mean that. I'm glad you're healthy. I really am. It's not that easy for everyone. And to say that everyone's going to get a wearable watch, everyone's going to go on Ozempic, and we're going to be great and we're going to lose all this weight, that, again, doesn't address the core problems of weight loss, maintaining healthy lifestyle.
Food deserts,
eating at a, you know, go ahead, have a piece of chocolate cake, but throw a salad in there every once in a while. But we don't address that because we just think the Ozempic's the fix.
Well, again, we want the magic bullet. And yeah. we want the one thing that's going to do it for us without us having to do anything. If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, host of The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, that you can catch across the network on weekends, Saturdays, and Sundays at noon, talking about the announcement by the Trump administration, I believe it was last week, about Ozempic. They're going to be lowering the price because it was really expensive. Mm-hmm. It was like $1,500 a month. Now down to $150, which for a lot of people, that's still way too expensive.
That's putting things out of your, like, that's making a choice again.
Well, exactly.
I pay for this or Ozempic.
Or exactly. But the other thing, Bob Kennedy actually said out loud in words in front of people and microphones that Ozempic might be an answer for people who live in food deserts, Dr. Lierley.
This just underlines how out of touch he and the administration are. They truly do not understand the struggles of Americans who are having to put food back at the grocery checkout. Have you ever been in that situation? It's humiliating.
It is.
That's how I grew up. We were on SNAP. Mm-hmm. It is the worst when your mom says,
can't have that.
But, you know, it's worse now. I mean, look at these people who are struggling to find affordable housing, who can't afford their food, who can't afford their health care. How can they spend an extra $130 on Ozempic? Mm-hmm. That's not what they're thinking about. They're living in a food desert where their only options are cans and bags. There's no fresh food. There's no education. There's no information. And a great place to start would be in schools, where kids are being fed, where we can actually control the food that we are giving them and encourage them and teach them how to make healthy choices. Wouldn't that be just, like, doesn't that make so much sense?
Well, again, I go back to, if I read this correctly and if my ears were working correctly, Bob Kennedy's Jr.'s answer to people living in food deserts is take a drug so you won't be hungry and then you won't mind living in a food desert. That doesn't seem to be a good fix to me. And I'm not a doctor. So
Neither is Bob Kennedy Jr.
Well, that's true too.
How does SNL even do it anymore? Because the things that these people are actually saying sound like parodies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Constantly, every day, it's something like this. You know, I was talking with a colleague of mine the other day about all the things that are happening in women's health. And the Heritage Foundation is threatening birth control now. I mean, really, we've been hearing about this, but
it is
coming
down
the pike.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about wastewater. They're talking about how birth control is affecting the entire population. This is coming. Nobody's talking about it, though, because the Republicans continue to flood the zone by starving Americans and recommending Ozempic as a solution.
Well, we will talk about that on the other side, what they would really rather we don't know that's happening. I think that's important. We're going to continue talking with Dr. Kristen Lierley. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Catch it weekends at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network, yes.
Guess who my guest is this week?
Me.
Who?
Oh.
It's Kristen Bride.
Yay! What? We're having lunch on Friday.
Oh, we had such a great
conversation. Oh, yeah, I can text her right
now.
We
taped it last night. Oh, we had so much fun. You know, it's just great to get the band back together every once in a while, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're hoping that we will hear from her my last week, which is four weeks away from today. Yeah, 4 weeks away from today.
We're gonna call.
That's so crazy.
Can you call that episode the Kristen Brierley Show? What is wrong with
me
today?
He's on a roll today.
What is wrong with me today?
He's on a roll.
And we're both ions. That's like a differentiator in the Kristen community.
The correct way, as Kristen Bry always said, the correct way to spell Kristen. We're gonna, in the time that we have left, we had a great email come in from Teresa in Eau Claire. We were talking about Ozempic before we went to the break, which now apparently is the Trump administration's answer to everything. Teresa in Eau Claire says, one of the biggest issues with Ozempic is the people who use it for type 2 diabetes now can't get it because it's being overprescribed for people who want to lose weight. I had to switch to another brand because my pharmacy could no longer get it. The second issue is it's not a miracle drug for weight loss. Yes, it suppresses your appetite, but the side effects are many, and I honestly don't know why someone healthy would subject themselves to that. And the other thing, Greg and I were talking about this before we jumped on the air this morning, Dr. Lyerly, everybody freaking out about the COVID vaccine. It's too soon. It just came out. We don't know. It's going to make me magnetic. I'm still waiting. But this, they can't wait to sign up for. I'll take it. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll take it.
I know. Well, so much of it is marketing. Politics is involved in all of this. And, you know, she's right. When it comes to people who have needed this, this is where the bulk of the evidence has been in treating type 2 diabetes. And having to change the medication, even though it's in the same class, your body doesn't react the same way. So lots of people are really struggling with those changes. It has been a difficult transition for many people. Having said that, Ozempic does work nicely for a lot of folks as well. So again, for the third time today, we all have to be able to make our own personal healthcare decisions and decide what is the right path for us.
What happens when you stop taking it?
We don't know.
Oh.
So because we've never done it on this level before, we've had so many people using it for weight loss. What we've seen, the preliminary data suggests that you actually start gaining the weight back. But what we're seeing a lot of people do now is microdosing it. You're even hearing this in the ads, like microdosing. It remains to be seen what's going to happen. The thing that I worry about is that you mentioned this earlier, Greg, if you're just using this and you're not doing the exercise and the healthy eating that goes along with it, you're going to be losing muscle mass. And really, it is muscles that we need as we age. Even if you're carrying a couple extra pounds, you really need to have a good, strong frame, because when you've got good muscles, you've got good bones. And when you've got good bones, you're less likely to get fractures. You will age better that way. So if there's one plug I could put out there for all of us, a little bit of
weight training,
a little bit of strength training. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like grinding it out in the gym, but whatever you can do, whether it's Pilates or some resistance things at home, that does make a difference and will help you age better.
And one of the things, too, I wanted to talk about really quick when it comes to this topic is that, you know, we live in a society with, you know, we live in a biggest loser society where we see people lose dozens, if not 100 plus pounds in the course of a TV season. That's not healthy either.
No.
You are most likely going to gain that weight back. Your body is going to struggle to go back to what it was used to. And the moment you put down that extensive, very intense workout regimen, your body is on its way to getting you back to where it thinks you need to be, because your body thinks it's helping you. And therefore, you're going to gain weight, and against biology, it's not your fault per se, but you take it as, well, I failed.
I'm a failure.
I gain weight again. No, and that's the problem, is like, if you want to lose weight, make small goals, do it over a long period of time, and then you will see the benefits, and then you'll have a better chance of keeping that weight off, and you'll just be healthier. And I mean, I know at least six people in my life who have had to go into surgery to remove loose skin because they go for these excessive crash diet / workout plans where they're losing 50, 60, 70 pounds in 6 months. And yeah, they feel good, but a year later, they're gaining it back.
And that's way too quick to lose weight. I'm sorry, but isn't it a pound and a half like every 2 weeks, Dr. Lyerly, is really what we should be looking at?
That's like a guideline, but your body is going to do what your body is going to do. If you just focus on activity and healthy eating, you're going to get there. But you both mentioned this, the psychological aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Your mind has to be in the game too. This just isn't about your body.
Yeah.
And everybody's body is different. We have different shapes. We have different compositions. We're dealing with different medical conditions. So we really have to make sure that when we plan a weight loss journey, we're doing it for ourselves, not according to guidelines or the biggest loser or how much Ozempic can I get.
And talk to a doctor, talk to an nutritionalist, talk to people who are licensed, who are certified, qualified, don't talk to somebody who sells weight loss cream.
And don't ask Bob Jr. because he doesn't know. Dr. Kristen Lierley has a great show across the network, The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, on noon, weekends across Civic Media. Thank you so very much, my friend. We will see you again soon.
Thank you, my friends. Mwah.
Take care. News coming up next when we return. Audio sorbet. We're going to jump into the, we're going to crawl into the lumbago lounge. Ow.
The lumbago.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the portion of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we take a breath, get away from the news, talk about sillier other things.
Indeed.
Today.
Yeah.
This came up because we were talking about it before we jumped on the air.
Yeah.
When did your body first betray you?
Yeah.
You get up one day and you're walking down the steps, you're walking down the stairs to the first floor, and your left knee just goes, yeah, no, not today.
I'm going to stop right here.
I'm going to, nope, yeah. I had a good run.
Yep.
Today, I'm done.
I might power back up, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. You had a issue yesterday.
No, this morning.
Oh, it was this morning. Morning. That's right. As you're dropping off
Maybell,
the puppy.
Yeah, so we take our dog to daycare once a week, and I'm drop her off before I come to the studio. And I park next to the place. I open the car door. I lean in to give her a big kiss because that's what I do. I give a big kiss and tell her how much I love her because I can't stop because I'm unstoppable because I love that dog so much, even though she mildly acknowledges me. I lean in to give her a kiss to say, here we go. And as I lean and give her a kiss, there is just a feeling. It's not a sound. It's nothing anyone could ever hear or be aware of.
Not a noticeable crack or anything.
Yeah, just like a movement inside my left lower back, and my whole body just goes stiff as a board in that bent position, and I cannot move for like a solid 10 seconds.
It's stuck there.
I'm stuck there. It's like I feel this rush of pain from my hip through my tush down to my leg, and I go, oh, no. And I have to stand there. I have to stand, quote unquote, if you want to call it standing. But I had to take a moment. And she was kind of like getting like, let's go.
I'm ready to go in, Dad.
And I'm like, nope, kiddo, we got to take a moment. We got to take a moment because Papa's got to just let his body be awful. But that was the thing is like, I didn't do anything.
You bent down.
I bent over. I had the audacity. I didn't even bend over. I just leaned in. That's all I did. My body said, I'm going to ruin your day.
Not today.
And it hurts still. It's much better than it was a couple hours ago. But like, if you've been watching the live stream, I have been moving and because it just cannot
so
get a comfortable space. But I wasn't dunking a basketball or like hauling heavy equipment up a hill.
Moving furniture.
Moving furniture. I barely was thinking. And my body's like, hey, how would you like to have an adventurous Wednesday? And boom.
Yeah. When did your body first betray you? 855-752-4842. And you're 47.
I'm 47. 47. I turned 48 in a few.
It's a month from today. Don't you turn on the 12th?
Yes. I've been not.
Lots of things going on.
Not bringing
December.
That up at all.
Lots of things
not
going
bringing
on
that up
December
at all
12th.
For December the 12th.
We'll
at
have
all.
Many celebrations.
No, we will not. We will celebrate one thing and one thing only. That is, Yane Matanir.
No, we're going to have multiple celebrations. When did your body first betray you? At 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Well, I have been incredibly lucky about that. The last time I was climbing something, I'm a rock climber, among other things. Last time I was climbing something really hard, I was only 70, and I was still doing 10s on a 10-point scale.
Wow.
You know what, Jack? I really don't need to hear this right now from you, okay?
Now at 80, I'm still climbing, but I let my son lead the hard stuff.
That's really impressive, Jack.
And my wife and I regularly go out east and we do a biking trip. This last time we did probably a couple hundred miles on the Erie Canal Trail. And
all right, cut his mic, seriously. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, I, like I said, I've been incredibly lucky, and I've been very appreciative of that. And I do have, you know, friends that are not as lucky, I always try to spend some time with them too.
But don't you think, Jack, because you have stayed active all these years, that's probably one of the ways that you have insulated yourself from some of these things?
Well, and that does help.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. You know, the old "I'd rather wear out than rust out" formula worked pretty much for me. So it's been a good run.
Now, really quick, Jack, have you been in an active lifestyle for a long time, or was this something where you said, I need to take up some activities that kind of bring it? Cause like what you're doing, I like, cause it's rock climbing is very fun. Biking is very fun. It's not fun to get dressed and go to the gym unless you want to pump iron and get all swole, but like going for a bike ride or even going for like an hour long walk, that's great exercise, doing some small stretches. But is this something that's been part of your life for decades, or is this something you discovered maybe later?
I started competition swimming when I was 16 years old. Besides the swimming, I've done dance, obviously the climbing and biking. So I've been really pretty active.
Yeah.
One of the important things about that, though, is you have to listen to your body.
Yep.
I have only had a couple of injuries in all those years, and including in the climbing.
Wow.
And but you have to listen to your body, and when it says not today, you have to believe it.
Yeah,
my body says that a lot.
Well, but the whole thing about you have to play through the pain and
no.
You have to go through the pain. Yeah, no, don't. Your body is sending you a message, right, Jack?
Yeah, because you can cause an injury, or you can make an injury worse by doing that, and that is important. And also, if somebody is going to start working out at doing a very active sport or an active activity at a later age, you got to take your time.
Yeah.
And start slowly and build up over time. When I go on a bike trip, I lose some of my upper body strength because I'm not climbing, and I'm not, and I do hit the gym and the weight room too. And when I return, I start very, very slowly to build up back to where I was. And,
yep.
And that's a critical thing too. If you're going to start carefully, listen to your body. If you've got, you know, if you can get together with a good competent trainer,
mm-hmm.
or if you have an orthopedic doctor that you're comfortable with, get some advice that way.
Appreciate that,
Jack.
Thank you so much.
I had no idea we were talking to Jack from Merrimack, also known as Jack LaLanne. My goodness, that's a very old reference for some of you. But
it is. That's
but
a good
still,
one.
I mean, those that all of what he said was exactly. And this, I mean, I almost wanted to invite Dr. Lyerly to this portion because we're going to talk about the fact that you do your body better by introducing small paces of exercise into your life, and it doesn't have to be 3 hours at the gym or a 50-mile bike ride. It can be 45-minute walk. It can be some resistance bands. It can be some light stretches in the morning.
It can
and the
be a
evening.
Dance class.
It can be a dance class. Jack the Dancer.
I love that.
He's kind of my new. He's what I'm reaching for now.
He's 80 and he's obviously in better shape than we are.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
855-752-4842.
We're in the Lumbago Lounge.
Yeah. Welcome
today for Audio Sorbet. When did your body first betray you, Terry? Texting in, listening on WAUK, I ruptured my right Achilles while climbing Duns River Falls in Jamaica. I was in my 20s. Thank you, Terry.
I think I did something also. That's another part of it. And if anyone's been listening this year to the show, I've been taking series of, medical things like going to the doctor more, doing getting the test and yep. doing all this stuff. And I, one of the things I finally have to, I think I did something to my Achilles on my left foot because it's just, it's not good.
It's not working with
him. And what Jack just said really resonated. You can't play through the pain because even though I'm not going and playing football in the park, I'm walking, and that's constant stress and pressure you're putting on your body. So, yeah. Yes, I can feel that pain right now, Terry.
Thanks, Jack. Join us. When did your body first betray you? At 855-752-4842. Brett from Brown Deer joining us on the line. Good morning, Brett. What did you want to say?
Good morning, guys. Oh, I remember this day well. I was on the back of a pickup truck with my buddy unloading some tile. And when I went to jump off like a million times I do, my brain would not let me. My brain just said, no.
No.
No, you don't do this anymore. And I kind of thought for a minute. I'm like, how dare you tell me? And I was still ready to jump off, but I'd be damned if I didn't sit down,
get
my legs off the tailgate, and hop down like a sane, rational man.
Did you when you sat down, Brett? Did you swing your legs too, like a kid? Like, here I go, catch me.
A little bit. But I'll never forget that the brain. Well, now I always trust my brain.
Yeah,
you know.
That is so funny.
Your brain is there to help you.
That is so funny, Brett.
For the most part.
That
people,
is, but what a, thank you so much. That's hilarious.
What about you, Jane?
Actually, over the weekend, and I'm walking down the steps.
Yes.
Saturday morning, like I always do.
Yeah.
To go get my cup of coffee.
Yep.
And my left knee just went, I'm halfway down the
steps. Shut it down.
Yeah, I'm halfway down the steps, and my left knee just went.
Yeah.
I haven't fallen. I haven't tripped on anything. I haven't walked into anything. It just for about 2 hours. Yeah. It was like, well, you're going to have to work around me.
My friend Tia ripped her ACL walking down a step. Not bopping down a step, not dancing or
walking.
Like walking. Just took a human step and went. I once was laying in bed and I just stretched that nice morning stretch you get. And it pulled my back so hard that they had to send me home from work. That's not fair.
We're falling apart.
I know.
855-752-4842. When did your body first betray you? That is our audio sorbet question for today. Liz from Saukville. I tore my ACL in my left knee while moshing at my parents' house when they were gone.
All right.
And I was in my 20s.
Yeah, that sounds. I pinched my sciatic nerve in my 20s, and when my doctor told me what had happened, he goes, "Yeah, your sciatic nerve is pinched." I'm like, "Doesn't that happen exclusively to people in their 80s?" Like,
no.
I feel like your sciatic nerve doesn't even develop until you're 65.
I had sciatica really badly for about 5 years. It is excruciatingly painful.
Yes, it is. I would walk, and sometimes like when it would flare up through my heel, I would crumple to the floor.
Oh yeah, it used to drop me.
Yeah.
It would drop me to the ground.
Oh.
Jack from Merrimack texting in, and I think this is good. By the way, going to the doctor more isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's called preventative maintenance.
Whatever, man.
We do it for our cars. We should do it for our bodies.
Fair point, fair point.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. We're not alone. You're not alone. We're not alone. We're all falling apart.
We're here in the Lumbago Lounge, sponsored by Doan's Back Pill. Doan's, back off. I'm feeling good.
And Lazy Boy will help you get out of the chair. When we return, we'll wrap it up, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Stop, Crock, and Roll edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tomorrow is already Thursday.
Dude, my goodness.
Time is whoosh.
Yeah.
Jim Santel, Our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays, 9 to 11 across Civic Media. Jim Santel will be joining us. As always, there is a lot to cover with Mr. Santel. Lots of court cases going on. Lots of things going on.
Yeah. And if you want to really deep dive into what's happening in the world of law, I would suggest listening or watching on the Civic Media live stream. Amicus, a law review, because Jim Santel is a former U.S. attorney, practicing attorney. He worked under five presidents, which means he served at the pleasure of five people who are elected, different parties. He knows what the Constitution's all about. He talks about these topics at length and gives you a really good, digestible deep dive into what's happening in the world of law. So that is Amicus, a law review, every Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. And you can always catch it on civicmedia.us/shows. Download episodes when you can't catch up and subscribe to us as a podcast. Same with our show too. Subscribe to us as a podcast. That way it gets delivered right to your device. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, catch up with all the stuff going on with the shows here.
He does a really nice job of explaining things that are not in lawyer speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why one of the reasons why we love it so much. And then because it is Thursday, Journal Sentinel's J.R. Ratcliffe will be here to talk all things sports. We'll pretend there's good news somewhere.
Pat Murphy is the coach of the year.
That's a good thing.
Pancakes. Pancakes in your pocket.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area. Dan and I sat down for an interview after I announced my retirement a couple of weeks ago.
You're retiring?
I am retiring in 4 weeks. Four weeks from today.
Who knew?
And we did an interview.
Yeah.
So if you would like to know a little bit more about my decades.
You stop talking about it like that, okay?
Well, in radio, Dan's got he's done a really, really nice job. I owe him lots of money.
You owe him?
For making me look so good.
My goodness.
So thank you to Dan Schaefer for that. Really appreciate it. It is 10:55, Calvin. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever stumble over a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the BBC. Lana Lamb has the byline, evidence of ancient tree climbing drop crocs found in Australia. Scientists have unearthed Australia's oldest known crocodile eggshells, which they think belonged to drop crocs, creatures that climb trees to hunt prey below. Discovering the 55-million-year-old eggshells in a farmer's backyard in Queensland, Australia. Queensland back in the news. The eggshells belong to a long-extinct group of crocodiles known as Mecosuchines. Could be right, could be wrong. Who lived in inland waters when Australia was part of Antarctica and South America. Yes, these crocodiles, they believe the drop croc eggshells indicate that they were terrestrial hunters in the forests. So essentially, we have crocodiles that can climb trees and then drop on you from above.
Okay.
Yes.
You know I love science.
Yes.
You know I love evolution.
Sure.
You know I love space. That's neither here nor there right now. But question I have is, one, how do they know that these crocodile actually climb trees and drop? Where they're just like, where they're fossilized imprints of the backs where they fell off and just landed on their tuckuses and like.
Those are all very valid questions.
I mean, I don't doubt the existence of these crocodiles, but my question is, how are they able to ascertain not only how they hunted, but their ability to climb trees? Are they finding claw marks in fossilized trees? Also, I can't stop saying, crikey, it's a drop croc, and just whap-ham! Because if I'm going to do an Australian accent, I'm going to do it right.
That's a movie in the making right there.
Dropadile Dundee? No, that's dumb. Sorry. It didn't work. Crocodile Dundee. There you go.
We'll workshop. Professor Michael Archer says drop crocs were a bizarre idea, but some were perhaps hunting like leopards, dropping out of trees on any unsuspecting thing they fancied for dinner. The drop crocs could grow to about 5 meters. They were plentiful 55 million years ago, Long before modern saltwater and freshwater crocodiles arrived about 3.8 million years ago.
When I was younger, we used to climb the trees and get our prey. Right. Now, all you kids just swim around in the water and just wait for it to come to you.
Lazy crocodiles.
Just absolute bunk. Hate it.
It's a shame to see what's happened to crocodiles today.
Crikey.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and watching on the live stream and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman. Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabe, and so much more. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.